mainly sunny tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Partly cloudy Saturday with highs around 83. 78 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Extra 99.1 FM. Currently 37.
And it is 4:58. It's 7:05. It is a Dr. Wilcox Thursday, and you're going to go off on a little bit of a different subject today.
Yes, yes, yes. It's I finished a 3.5-day fast just 30 minutes ago when I came in here and ate a banana and have a cup of coffee. And so I'm going to talk about fasting and, okay, and various scientific reasons, health reasons, and actually religious reasons about fasting, because they do apply. So I'm an eye doctor, and so, first, I'm a person who can lose some weight and benefit from all the things that we talk about that are implied and incurred with fasting. So, but I'm an eye doctor, and it's my duty to warn people all the time about, you know, how this diabetes and all these other diseases revolving around inflammation and diabetes and sugar uptake, because we're ruining our insulin receptors and so on and so forth from this food that we eat. So I speak from a position of authority, and I've fasted before for 4 days, and what my intentions are is actually to increase the rate of fasting and the incidence of it.
Is your personal record 4 days?
Yeah. And like right, actually, I didn't want to eat this morning, and I don't, you know, but I didn't have the desire, and that's good for me because all of our metabolisms are different in our abilities and aptitude, but I would say, I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, probably 70% of the world can do what I did, and only 1% does it. And so there's a bell curve with everything in life, and people on the narrow outside ends who can't, shouldn't do that. But most of us can. It's just about our self-control. So what happened? On Sunday night, 3.5 days ago, had dinner and called it quits. A buddy of mine did the same thing, and we tracked with each other. And I texted him in the morning of day three and said, bacon and eggs. So it didn't eat and just had water and with some Celtic salt in there. And Celtic, depends on which basketball
team. What is Celtic salt?
It's just a salt that has salt and it has minerals, a bunch of trace minerals. Since I'm not putting anything in my body, it's important to have minerals. And you just, you know,
where do you buy it?
Anywhere. Okay. Lots of places.
I just never heard of it.
Yes. And so, so you're drinking this salt water, as much or as little as you want, but you need to put some in there. But this morning, I took pictures of I watched my weight, my blood pressure. I lost 11.4 pounds in 3.5 days.
That's incredible.
That's incredible. It's 5% of body weight or something like that. And I had weight to lose. And my buddy, who was an ex-SEAL and whatnot, and so he's lean and mean and looks trim and is trim, and he lost 10 pounds. So if you have more weight, you have more to lose. But we tracked almost one-to-one with each other on that. On the desire to eat, on day two is the harder day when you're like Winnie the Pooh. I've got a rumbling in my tummy, and so you just ignore it. So on day two afternoon for about an hour at 4 o'clock, I had a little bit of dizzy lightheadedness.
Oh, and, you did?
Yeah, but for an hour, and I ignored it, and it went away. And so people going, oh, I got to eat. I'll be mean. I'll be ugly and all this sort of stuff. And I got to have my coffee. Well, yeah, but where you suck it up in buttercup and not do that. Now, pregnant women and women of childbearing years, there's a lot of reasons you shouldn't fast, but most of us can and do. So what happens? Why? What happens when we fast? Well, it resets your immune system. So right now, my body's immune system is reset. There's a lot of people. We have all this inflammation, diabetes, sore joints, this, that, and the other. It reduces inflammation, but we have this immune system.
Does it do anything for arthritis?
Yes, yes. That's part of your inflammation. Arthritis is inflammation, right? And so you will reduce your aches and pains, and depending upon the number, how often you fast, how frequently you fast, do you do all these different types of fasting? I'll touch on them in a minute here, but But so your my immune system is reset, my microbiome in my gut, I have we all have bacteria. That's triggered and reset. Then you have this thing called autophagy and mitophagy. So autophagy is when the in the cells in your body just sheds them. So you have so you're building a wall, let's say, in your house that's coming up, and you got crooked 2x4s in there. And what your body does is it takes out that crooked 2x4, that bad cell, and replaces it with a new one that's straight, and then your body works better. And by the cells, it's all the cells. And mitophagy has to do with the mitochondria, of which we have trillions of them in our body. They're the powerhouses, the cells that make energy. And if you have a bad battery in your car, a weak battery, it doesn't work well. So so let's call the mitochondria batteries in the car, and you want a new battery. And so you get rid of the bad ones, and you put new ones in there. Your body remakes them.
Fasting does that.
Yes, it does. And so so the other thing is our genes. We have 200-plus genes in our body that regulate starvation. So back to, we've been on this rock for tens to hundreds of thousands of years. Whatever the number is, people, go figure it out for yourself. But the fact is, in the past, processed foods came up largely in World War I. And planes, trains, boats, automobiles, and all that stuff to move food around the earth. And, our ancestors 500 years ago and go back to zero whenever we it happened. There was a lot of starvation. There's times you just don't have food. And so there's starvation, and then there's fasting, a choice to avoid putting things in your mouth, right? And so, but we have, in order to survive, because if let's go back to caveman time. If you don't have food, are you going to die if you're smarter or dumber? You're going to die if you're dumber. And what happens with fasting is you get smarter. Your brain, right now, my brain is more focused than it has been in the recent past because I am now in a ketogenic space. My body is burning its own fat. And when you burn fat, you burn clean. And when you burn your donut and your steak and your cauliflower and your soda, you burn dirty. When you have if you take a piece of pine wood and light it on fire, a lot of black smoke. Oak, less smoke. If you burn moonshine or alcohol, there's a blue flame and you don't have any smoke. So the bad food, I'm going to call the pine tree, okay, with a lot of smoke. The oak is the good food that you eat, and you go, oh, yeah, there's not as much smoke there. But when you're fasting, you're not putting anything in your mouth. You're going to your stored fat in your body, and we have a ratio of stored carbohydrates of about 2,500 grams versus calories of it versus 30 to 40,000 calories of stored fat that are available for us. And our body takes that fat and breaks it up and goes through what's called gluconeogenesis. That means sugar new making. So you
I have to ask you to pause mm-hmm. for a second.
Yep.
That I've never heard of.
Yep.
Are they part of your vocabulary or are they part of your research?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I just
did amazing.
And I do all the time is I can speak to a third grader or whatever that thing is, but I do know the funny words, but I break it down. Gluconeogenesis, making new sugar. So when you go in your body and you don't put anything in your mouth and now you're burning your own fat because you have to turn it into sugar and that happens and you don't have these negative byproducts of metabolism, this smoke, if you would, with that picture of the burning woods. So we have 200 genes that regulate starvation. We have no genes that regulate abundance. So our body doesn't know what to do when we have too much in it. So these genes happen because back in caveman and saber-tooth tiger time and all this sort of stuff, when you're out looking for food, you darn well better find it. And because if you don't find it, you die. And so there's a lot of things our body does to shift into overdrive. And like a woman who's pregnant, who's fasting – she'll be she won't be able to what's the word? Good Lord, Peter. She won't drop eggs, and she'll be unfertile during that time because the body goes, we don't need a baby right now. We need to survive.
Oh.
Just to give you a for instance.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that happen when you're fast. So what happens? It changes your hormones, your cells, and your genes, and your gene expression. People go, well, it runs in my family. Well, genes are not your destiny. They're your tendency. So in a twin study, if you take one person over here. And
you know, most preachers would say, you need to write this down.
Okay.
That was a great line.
So your genes, you trigger your genes by putting them in a negative environment, the negative gene portrayals. And so it improves your antioxidant system. You reduce your belly fat. You know, there's a muscle wall you have in your belly, in your abdomen. And fat above between your skin and the muscle wall is the better fat. The visceral fat is between the muscle wall and your organs. And you get rid of that. You help with fatty liver disease. So there's a lot of people have liver disease that's non-alcoholic. And when you're burning up your fat, guess what? You're getting rid of some of that fat as well. You increase your muscles, your bone density, you increase your focus. And back to this focus, I'll get to the religious side of
well,
this.
Well, real
minute.
Quick question.
Yes,
does
sir.
The fat come out through urination
well,
and
yeah.
bowel movements?
So here you go. Okay, TMI, but I kept track of my poops. And day one, Sunday night, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, I'm going, well, it takes 2 days for this stuff to get out of you. And there's just a little bit left over in there, just like a random.
Okay.
And so it does get through your system. And so you're like, you can go to bed and on Tuesday to Wednesday, I lost 2.9 pounds. And the normal person just through sleeping and breathing,
I do too.
If you breathe on a mirror, you go, oh, look, there's water on there. So you lose water weight. A pound, maybe 2 pounds. And I lost almost 3 pounds. And I'm not sure what's going on, where it's going, but it's not on the pillow, but your body's burning it up because it's taking this fat. Maybe I'm exhaling more because I'm in a state of ketosis on day two. And so this this breaking down of cells. So it prevents cardiovascular disease. And improves the people who's diabetic. You can take type 2 diabetics and make them undiabetic by going through, and it happens all the time. People come in and they're newly diagnosed diabetics and whatnot. Those are the easier ones to convert. And it's not for all, okay? It's back to the bell curve. So people can't scream and shout and say, you're accusing me of. So, well, yeah, but remember the fireman who was in here who had a 12-point-something A1C?
Yeah.
And he was on the radio, and he went down to a non-diabetic because he read a book I lent him by Nobe, K-N-O-B-B-E, on the Ancestral Diet, I think it's called. You're reducing the risk of Alzheimer's and improving insulin sensitivity. So what happens is for the diabetics, you have this stuff, this insulin in your body, and you need a little bit of it when you eat normally and you have some food and your insulin's secreted and it goes, okay, we're going to manage the sugar and reposition it and package it up and manage it. But then if you eat more and more and more, the machine, the factory, like Lucille Ball with all the cherries coming down the conveyor belt, it just can't manage it. So you become less sensitive. It's got to push out more and more, and then you screw the whole system up. All the wheels come off the wagon. It increases this stuff called brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
Does a heavy-set person, fasting the same amount of time as you, lose more weight?
Well, I don't know. 11 pounds is a lot.
I know it is.
And so
I'm talking about, sure.
But there's only so much you can lose. And I don't know. It's a good question. And I would think that the answer should be yes. More weight, more to lose. But I throw in my buddy who lost 10 pounds.
And he's low body fat to begin with.
Yeah. And then there's different types of fasting you can do. So I did a true intermittent fast, which is 3 days. Now, there's, Jesus went in the desert for 40 days. There's people who've done 40-day fast, human beings, But most people will, if you look at the word breakfast, breakfast is break fast. And the easiest thing to do, and everyone should do it, is you eat dinner 6 o'clock, eat breakfast 6 a.m. There's 12 hours. Good. But what do people do? They eat dinner, then they have some ice cream, and they have this, that, and the other, and they and you don't want to eat 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. It's just it's a good way to put on fat. And sumo wrestlers, the big, huge sumo wrestlers,
yeah,
they purposefully eat a ton before they go to sleep, and because it packs on the pounds. But so there's intermittent fasting, and then there's people will say, oh, I eat dinner once a day. Well, that's good. So now you're waiting like 23 hours between fasting. There's a fasting mimicking diet. There's a guy called a researcher, brilliant, called Walter Longo, I believe, and you can look him up. And he has a fasting mimicking diet, and it has to do with mimicking what you can eat more, but you eat certain things and you get the results. The ketogenic diet is something that people do and doesn't – again, I'm not saying everyone should do these things, but that's where you're going to be eating meat and you're going to avoid your sugars and carbs.
Ralph did.
And yeah, look at him. He lost a ton of weight and he's much healthier. The glycemic stores, the carbohydrates, it's 2,500 calories in your body waiting and available, quick use. If you think of this, if you have a hybrid car, you have gasoline and electric. So the carbohydrates are like the gasoline and they burn fast and they have exhaust. And then when it switches over to electric, that's your fat, of which you have just, 10 times as much of fat stored for your body to use. Because, you can't walk around in the world and have just enough calories to have one more heartbeat. You have to have – the body has all these stores around, so everything that can go on. Your brain's moving, your blood's moving, your heart's moving, and that's why you burn stuff when you're sleeping as well. You're burning this stuff up. You can lose a third of your calories – and if when a person chooses a life where – this is studies. I'm just repeating some stuff. When a person chooses to cut their calorie intake by a third – and by the way, in America, we're on average eating 500 more calories a day than we did 40 years ago. And some people have much more than 500 more a day. But that's an average. It's a huge, huge number. But if you cut your calorie intake by a third, you'll live a third longer. That's huge. That's – those are huge numbers. So shifting gears over here, it's Holy Week, and I'm happy to talk about it.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And so Holy Week for all and for anybody driving out there, don't worry, you're going to learn something. And so think about this, okay? Fasting's in the Bible, it's in the Torah, it's in the Quran. So all these different religious groups out there. And many more. Okay, they all their prophets in the book, it speaks of fasting. So fasting is actually has a religious connotation because it's in religious books. If it was an auto manual book, then it would be auto manual. So speaking of auto manuals, and tying into this religious side, if you buy a car, you get an owner's manual, and if you buy a TV, you get an owner's manual. Well, the maker of the car and the TV give you a book. And so when for the religious people who believe in God and created us, then the owner's manual that God has given us is this horrible book called Leviticus. And it's in the Old Testament. No one wants to read it because it's full of 600 rules. And then the thing is in there is fasting. And so and throughout the Bible, you see fasting. So the thing is you're going, huh. So I got an owner's manual that God put down in this Bible-y thing the Jewish people in there and so on and so forth. And you go, huh, so why is this? Well, this is why. Because when you – this is Peter's version of why. And actually it ties into the stated reasons why we should fast. Because when you fast, you're smarter. Your brain works better. You're supposed to meditate – think on and communicate with your deity, and mine's the Christian God, okay? And you're supposed to sit here. Jesus went in the desert for 40 days before he's going to go through hell and be killed on Friday, okay? And so he went to hang out with his dad and talk to his dad, right? So when we're going to sit here and speak to God, you're going to do it better if you're focused. And that's why the religious books say fast, in part, because now you can get closer and have better outcomes with that conversation you have.
All right. I know.
Yep.
We're talking about all, and we're talking to Dr. Wilcox again, who is off the eye doctor tangent today.
Yep. No, but, because
well, dude, it helps
the
healthier
you are, the less diabetes you have, the less likely you go blind.
So you're talking about a 3.5 day fast.
Yes, sir.
And all of the positives you've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Are there negatives to this?
Oh, sure. I mean, sure. But
the people should be aware of.
One, everyone should talk to their doctor about fasting, okay? Period. It's said. Talk to your doctor. Don't listen to me. And, well, matter of fact, I've communicated with my doctor about this, and I communicated with this morning, and the and I'm going to keep doing this. I'm my intentions are to maybe in a couple weeks or next week do it again, and because, heck, you know, 20 pounds. And yes. So there are people who shouldn't fast, and people – there's all these different fasts you can do. You don't have to jump into a three-day fast. I mean, just have 12 hours. Then if you can go to 12 hours, have 16 hours. And then what do you put in your pie hole when you open your mouth? If you're going to open it up and put a Krispy Kreme donut in there, then you're a knucklehead, right? And so you've got to go to the internet. There's a million videos on this stuff. Go speak to your family doctor. So the answer is yes, there's negative things that can happen. But most of it is people tap out too quickly and they say they can't do it. And I'm mean, I'm hungry, I get a headache. Well, yeah, I had a little headache. I had a little thing that happened in my head. And I just kind of ignored it. Now, you don't want to be stupid and have your left arm falling off and say, I'm going to be fine. But so most of it is safer because, again, historically, all of our progenitors, everyone who came before us, they went through starvation, right? At some point, go back 1,000, 2,000 years. You go, oh yeah, they probably didn't have any, you know, buffalo meat to eat. And so on the religious side, it's Holy Week, and so for those of us who do this, Jesus didn't say if you fast; he says when you fast. And so with this, when you fast, so there's this expectation of the ancients. And so the reason he would say when is it's because it was a common practice about that. Like we just had the Tomopedia stuff with all these little facts, and they're just facts. You say the word when it's a common practice. And so there's a common practice of the, in the year, you know, 0 to 33, right? Where they go, oh yeah, yeah, we all do it. It's because it's written down in there was no Bible in the year 33. There was the Torah, right? And it all talked to these things. And so why on the religious side does it say that? It gets back to the fact that you now mentally communicate better and you think better, and you're working on, you know, a high octane jet fuel instead of this burning a piece of wood in order to run
your
brain.
But the bottom line key is, mm-hmm, the one statement you made.
Yep.
Before you start fasting, talk to your doctor.
Well, yes, but dude, anybody can skip 12 hours.
I'm not talking about 12 hours.
So listen,
14
hours. The book on fasting is 3 inches thick. Okay, and the first pages of fasting 101 is, it's going to start with, you know, know your body, know yourself. But if anybody can't go from 6-8, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad when somebody says, I went to 12 hours without eating. You're going, oh, my God, is that the best you can do?
Well, I just told him I usually go from about 8 p.m. to 11.
Okay, and so we're weak. We're weak people because we largely can't – we don't have the resiliency and the grit, largely speaking – because we have air conditioning, we have heating, we have cars, we don't suffer. And our body is made for suffering. You know, kind of life is about suffering, because and how do you manage your suffering? When you go into this fasting state, especially this Holy Week and at other times, and what one of the tools people can use is when your body says, you know, I'm hurting, you know, you just give it up to God. Say, hey, dude, this one's for you. Help me out. And that's what religious people do. So if you're not that person, then you don't have that trick in your toolbox. And so suffering, we're going through this. You know, we all suffer, and then there's terrible suffering, loss of a child, and sickness, and war, and all these things. And how do you manage it? So on the fasting, on the religious side, we talked about the, and you can talk for hours and hours and hours on the medical side. It's good for you. Your brain works better. You reset your immune system. You reset your bio, your microbiome in your gut. You offset cardiovascular disease. I mean, why not? And people, I encourage people to consider this and say, hey, I can do that too. And you don't, you know, I'm on the radio twice a month, and you can go find this on my website eventually when it gets there. But you know, the YouTube is full of this stuff.
Well, Dr. Wilcox is an eye doctor, but he probably, I have to admit, you're probably one of the most widely read people that I know. Not stuff that you've written, but stuff that you read.
You need to find more friends.
But that was interesting today.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I have the discipline to do it.
Well, again, I said earlier before the show, if I locked you in a cell and just gave you water for 3 days, you would not die. You might be clanging your cup on the cell and say, give me some give me some food, but you're not going to die. And that's most everybody. The brittle diabetics and these other people, again, talk to your doctor. So, no, so that's just a willpower. And if you just hearken back to how did I get here? You know, I'm the result of a lot of people getting to sexual maturity in front of me and successfully having a child that lived to sexual maturity. It's called my progenitors, everyone who preceded me, my genetic line. And all those people, like then, if I could hang out with them and for their life, you go, oh, wow, look at all this starvation / fasting you did. The starvation, I don't have food because you don't have it. The fasting is, again, I believe that they were as smart as we were, and they said, hey, this is a good thing because it's written in the good books. And so you put those two together in taffy, and you pull it, and you mix it up and whatnot, and you have a healthier body, and you live longer, you have less disease. And you, look at this. Just yesterday, I was listening to RFK Jr. spitting out some stats.
I have trouble listening to him.
The incidence, well, I'm sorry if you have a problem with his speech. But listen, the incidence of autism, as reported, is 1 in 20 males right now. 1 in 20. It used to be 1 in 10,000. And part of that is they're doing all these studies. They're putting in lots of money into lots of places to come up with some answers to look at all this data. And we're going to find out it's environmental. Your genetics don't do that. You don't have that incidence. So there's something in the environment that's going to come out, and all of our jaws, and the jaws of probably 70% of the country is going to hit the ground, and the jaws of the 25, 30% of us who go, yeah, there's something in the water. And I don't know. They're going to look at millions of variables.
We got to go.
Yep.
Dr. Wilcox is located at the point in
Tyndall Square.
Tyndall Square. Why is that so hard for me to remember? Because I don't fast.
Yeah.
And he is an eye doctor. He will offer you advice if you want it. And if you don't want it, he'll get you a pair of glasses if you need them.
Well, that's great. And yes, that's true. And happy Holy Week. Happy Easter to all those.
And what day is the swim?
The Peace Frogs.
Well,
bank
we don't have time
swim.
To go into it, but what day is
Memorial
it?
Day Saturday. We're looking for swimmers. We're looking for funding.
Okay. I was just thinking of when we're bringing you in again. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you need a helping hand. Assistance with daily activities is often the first step to helping you or your loved one. Riverside.